Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 7 minutes after 9, welcome to the social program on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. Alhamdulillah, this morning we do have Mulana Ibrahim Bam on the program, and not just on the program, we have him in studios, alhamdulillah, right in front of me. We welcome Mulana after a break. Last week, mashallah, Mulana was not here. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
Mulana, first of all, congratulations and mubarak on becoming a Dada Sharif.
Yes, Mulana, it's a remarkable honor. And also, I cannot explain the happiness, although people say that it's still, your granddaughter is still young and so small, and once they do grow up and they start interacting with you, then you will really see the joy. And may Allah Ta'ala bless me with the joy, and Jazakallah for all the du'as and supports of many, many people. And Allah Ta'ala accept people's du'as and their mubarakbat and their congratulations.
Insha'Allah. Mulana, last week was a GAP program, and the week before that we had a fascinating discussion on animals. We spoke for 2 weeks, and maybe just a quick recap before that, before we move on to today's program.
Yes, Mulana, we spoke about various aspects with regard to how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, given his compassionate and kind nature, our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even took into consideration the rights of animals. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings in this regard are very well known. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, even when you have to slaughter an animal for the sake of consumption, do it in a humane manner, do it in a way that does not cause inconvenience, or at least minimum inconvenience to the animal. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on many occasions rebuked the Sahaba when they did things which were not in accordance with the Islamic high ethics of kindness and compassion. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed the companions with regard to burning ants. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed the companions with regard to someone taking the small cheeks of a bird. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why have you done so, causing the bird mental and emotional strain? And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even rebuked one Sahabi when he had made the camel so emaciated, so thin. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, can't you look after the camel, which has become the means of you transporting yourself and transporting your goods? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also on one occasion, Allah Ta'ala given him the ability to listen to the complaint of a camel who complained to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the mishandling of it by its owner. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called the owner and told him that give over this camel to me. And then when the camel was given, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam freed the camel, and the camel made certain noises which Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam interpreted for the companions as dua that the camel made for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the ummah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And of course some of the various ways of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the species of animals. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا تَعِرِ يَتِيرُ بِجَنَاحِهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. They are a nation and an ummah like you. And some remarkable examples which we have heard from people who are experts in the field, we had concluded and we had explained that. Inshallah, today we look at coming back towards Ashraful Makhluqat, the best of Allah Ta'ala's creation, and that is human beings. And one of the ways of regard to human beings is how do you win the hearts of human beings, something that is very, very interesting. And the author has started off a very remarkable chapter, 100 Ways to Win People's Hearts. Inshallah, we hope we will be able to really go into this, and we hope that people would be able to also benefit us with the experience in how they have managed to win people's hearts.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana, for that comprehensive recap, and inshallah we will be furthering this discussion after this ad break. The SMS number 48855, that's 48855, alternatively 072-786-1548, or on Mulana Baham side 083-786-2859, or tweet him at Ibrahim Baham. 100 Ways to Win People's Heart, Chapter 15 of the book Enjoy Your Life by Dr. Muhammad Abdurrahman Al-Arifi, published by Darus Salam. Mulana, we can start off with the chapter, inshallah.
Yes, Mulana. The author has started off by saying that anyone involved in a particular activity wishes to excel in order to achieve his objective. So any activity that you undertake, you normally try to achieve excellence in that particular activity to be able to achieve the objective for which you are undertaking the activity. So if you are undertaking any activity, whether it be business, whether it be in the home, or whatever you are trying to do, the first thing is that you wish to achieve excellence in that. He goes on to say that the one who loves wealth, he would try to achieve excellence in accumulating it, and further aspires to learn the tricks of his trade, to become an expert businessman and acumen of how to increase his business. He goes on to say, satellite television channels specialize in attracting viewers by airing a variety of shows. So before a show comes, they will highlight and they will advertise the highlights and the main features of that show to be able to attract people towards their channel. They also train their presenters in attracting viewers for current as well as forthcoming programs. So if there's a forthcoming program, you will find posters will be made. Nowadays we have beautiful graphics to attract people towards various programs. The same can be said of media and audio, the audio on the visual media. The same applies to those who market various products. And he's not saying whether everyone is right, sometimes halal, sometimes haram, but people do that, the ability to attract. So the ability to attract is something that has become widespread in our world today. Sometimes people use attraction to attract towards that which is negative. Sometimes they use the very same or even better methods and means to attract people towards positive and good things. All these people endeavor to specialize in techniques that are needed in order for them to excel in their respective fields. So that is an introduction. It's a normal introduction that anything that you do, you try to achieve excellence, and trying to achieve excellence, you will use those means to attract people towards the objectives for which you have been set up. Now, the winning of the hearts is also an art with its own ways and means. I think one of the first questions that we ask, why do we wish to win hearts? Why do we wish to win hearts? And I think that will become a very important point. Why do you wish to win hearts? I think there'd be various reasons. One would be a person trying to win people's heart because he wants to become popular. Right, so he uses all those means to, he wants to become the popular person in the community. Everyone must say, and he must say with a degree of confidence and sometimes a degree of arrogance, you know, me, people like me so much because I'm very popular, I'm very jokey, I'm very like this, I'm very like that. Really, in reality, there's not much of virtue in a person winning, trying to attract and win people's hearts to become popular. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not emphasized that aspect. In fact, the aspect of hubbijah, the hubbijah means the like of the self, liking oneself and making myself one popular, is something that our ulama have regarded to be one of the spiritual diseases. Just as hubbe mal, the excessive love of wealth, to utilize wealth is not haram. In fact, to a certain degree, it is not only permissible, recommended to have love. If you don't have love for wealth, you will not be able to protect your wealth. You will not take measures to preserve your wealth. But excessive love, when it takes you away from Allah Ta'ala, takes you away from relationship, becomes a problem. And in a similar manner, the excessive love of yourself. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith, two hungry wolves let loose on a flock of sheep do not cause that much harm to the sheep the way love of the self does to the spirituality of a person. So loving oneself excessively is not something that our ulama have spoken about. So one is to win people's heart to become popular. What is that? It's not something that is spiritually being recommended, encouraged, or something that has been spoken highly about. Then you win people's hearts because of the people who are around you, people whose rights are attached to you. Now, to win those people's hearts is recommended. It's not only recommended, it is encouraged. Not only encouraged, it's a religious obligation. Istawsu bin nisa'i khaira. I make wasiyat to you to treat your woman kindly. Wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf. Be good upon your spouses. Wa bil walidayni ihsana. Be good upon your parents. Wa'abudullah wa la tushriku bihi shay. Wa bil walidayni ihsana. Be good to your parents. Wa bidhil qurba. And your relatives. Wal yatama. And the orphans. وَلِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ and the poor وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ your neighbors, those who are nearby to you, those who are at a distance to you but in your locality وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَمْعِ even a person who is with you for a short period of time the way you are sitting next to a person in the aeroplane in the air between one destination to another he also has rights upon you now to win those people's hearts is recommended, encouraged, because their rights are attached to you. Mm-hmm. So that is another way. And another way of winning people's hearts is because you are looked upon as someone who is the holder of knowledge. Now, you've got that knowledge which you regard as a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you got it as a trust from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would like to share it. You would also like people to have the same thoughts the way you have. So if you have a conviction of Allah, conviction with regard to the companions of the Prophet, conviction with regard to the greatness of the Prophet, and you have a certain, you would like people to be on that same way. So you win people's hearts to bring them to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the teachings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the teachings which you hold dear. So there are three things which I have made mention with regard to winning people's hearts. Why do you do it? One is to do it because you to become popular, not very virtuous, not much that you can speak about in that regard. One is you do it because people's rights are attached to you. And also, you also do it because you have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to display good conduct and character. So it's not only those people whose rights are attached to you, but also a person who has good conduct, not only will his life become enjoyable and pleasurable, but he will make everyone whom he comes into contact with pleasurable and enjoyable. He will make the lives of people who come into contact with him pleasurable and enjoyable. And a person whose, may Allah ta'ala forbid, whose akhlaq is putrid and whose akhlaq is bad, his life becomes miserable and he makes the life of people whom he comes into contact with miserable. I mean, you see certain people who come into a gathering, they just exude type of confidence, smiling, being good, making salam with other people, having good conversation with people, and everyone just seems to become lifted, but the mood is lifted by that person's presence.
Mm-hmm.
And you get certain people who just come into the gathering, and they're frowning, and they're just making negative comments, and they are just sort of banging everyone. And they feel that they are doing everyone a favor, but in reality they are bitter, they are miserable, and they are making everyone's life around them also miserable. Making everyone's life also miserable. So I think that is also another objective with regard to why do you win people's, you know, hearts and influence. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, a very wonderful introduction to the topic, as Maulana outlined quite aptly, that we've got children, we've got wives, we've got parents, we've got neighbors, we've got relatives, people who accompany us on a journey. And it all sums up to وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, that be courteous towards people, display generosity in your akhlaq, not just in monetary things, and win people over. That's an important thing. And the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الْمُسْلِمُ مَنْ سَلِمَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ, that a true believer is he that from his tongue and from his actions people are safe. That's part of the winning people over. And it will obviously filter down differently to each category which Maulana mentioned. But here the author is just giving broad guidelines that whichever category you are interacting with, just keep in mind that you need to win them over. Haji Maulana?
Yes, and then he gave an example. Suppose you enter a gathering of, say, 40-50 people. Now when you are going in there, you meet different people. So you meet one person, and he shakes your hand and he says welcome, but he doesn't show much enthusiasm. He just does the mere formality, and it gives you a welcoming hug or help, a welcoming shake of the hands, or a little bit of a smile. Then you give another person who also welcomes you, also makes you salam, but while at the same time he is busy with his phone. Maybe I should take a lesson from this. And otherwise another one comes and, you know, gives you his hand, but he's also occupied with speaking to a whole host of other people. Then you go to another person who immediately upon he sees you, he immediately stands up to greet you. When your eyes meet his, he smiles and he demonstrates that he's glad to meet you. He shakes your hand warmly and welcomes you, even though you don't know each other at all. You then greet the rest of the people and take a seat. Out of all the people whom you have met, who is the one who has captured your heart? Mm. Who is the one that has made you feel most welcome? Who is the one that has really made you feel welcome and has made you feel special and important? Obviously, that person who took out his time, his gaze met your gaze, he met you warmly, he shook your hand properly, of course, according to the Sharia. And that all those aspects, he does it. Now that person, compared to all the other people who had welcomed you, some who had welcomed you just formally, without showing much enthusiasm and smiling, some who have welcomed you while, you know, engaged in a whole host of other activities, some who has welcomed you perfunctorily while they were busy with their phone or other aspects of their life, and some who have just nodded at you, and who will be the one who has won your heart? Now that person, you would remember him in that gathering. You would say that many years ago I went to a gathering and I met this person, and he met me so warmly, he spoke to me so nicely, that I can still remember the sweet words that he had said, the way he had welcomed me. So that particular aspect of winning people's heart by being very, very, showing them your good akhlaq, your good conduct, your good character, smiling with them, is something that is so, so important.
It is chapter 15, 100 Ways to Win People's Heart by Dr. Abdurrahman Harifi. And we are discussing this on the social program this morning with Mawlana Ibrahim Bam. And what's really interesting is that he met different people in the gathering. A person who just welcomed him, and then the other people that you spoke about. As a person entering the gathering, you formulate perceptions of the people you've met.
Yes.
So, okay, this man, in my mind, this is my perception of him. Okay, this man, in my mind, now he's got a nonchalant attitude. He's not very forthcoming. The person opposite you will not know your perception, but in your mind, you are already formulating small registries and small files of each person: warm, kind, generous. This is a good man, and you stick with that for a long time. And the next time you pass, even in a mall, and you see that man, automatically you are taken back to that incident or that gathering or that event or that social event.
Yes.
This man never treated me properly.
Yes.
Still, now it hurts me.
That's true. And although I know from the other perspective, sometimes a person doesn't greet, not because he's really been nasty. It's just that maybe he's occupied in thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a very famous incident that is mentioned in the books of Hadith, that someone greeted Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu after he had passed away. And he was not in the right frame, and he didn't reply. And he went to complain to Abu Bakr and Umar, and he said, I didn't even know you made salam to me.
Mm.
Because I was so preoccupied in my grief. So sometimes it can happen that you make salam to a person and he is so preoccupied in his own things. That doesn't necessarily mean that he has been nasty or bitter. But I mean, if someone makes that into a regular occurrence, yes, that will be problematic. But sometimes you also have to be, don't be quick in making judgments with regard to sometimes a person might not have greeted you because of various other reasons.
Mm.
That's another dimension to the whole discussion. But of course, with regard to the other discussion, is the person must make an effort to be able to greet people well and win people's hearts and influence people because the reasons which you have outlined in the beginning of the program. And of course, we would like to listen from our listeners if they do have any experience or any incidents that had given them maybe pleasurable or good experiences about someone because the way they greeted them. Or for example, on the other hand, they had not had very good experiences with people which had put them off with regard to how not to deal with people, how not to win people's hearts.
Yes, interesting indeed. And Murad, the author also says that the person is totally oblivious of the opposite person's name or background, but because he was so warm, you were automatically attracted to him. And the side effects of that, Mulan, is you walk out nice, feeling nice from that event.
I mean, someone greets you in a good way, obviously you feel much, much more better. You feel so much more at ease.
Mm.
I mean, one of the reasons of Assalamu Alaikum, I always tell people that Allah has given us such a beautiful salam. Assalamu Alaikum, may Allah tell us peace and mercy be upon you. There can be no better greeting than this particular greeting.
Mm.
For a person whom you know, it reassures that person of your continued support and friendship. For a person whom you do not know, it is a declaration of that you will not have any harm from my side.
Mm.
You will not have any any type of harm from my side. You will not have any type of aspects from my side that will cause you harm and inconvenience. To a person who is younger, it is a means of showing that I have compassion for you. For a person who is elder, it is a means of showing respect. The salam is very beautiful compared to many other ways of greetings. Sometimes we tell a person good morning, you don't worry what happens to him in the afternoon. So sometimes we tell a person good morning when some tragedy had befallen him. Now what good is going to be that morning? You know, so I think this whole aspect with regard to salam, so the first impression is a lasting impression. And I like the way the author so beautifully put it. Hearts are not won by force, not won by wealth, not won by beauty, not won by status. Hearts are not won by force, not won by wealth, not won by beauty, not won by status. Hearts are won by much less than that, much less sacrifice. But yet very few are able to master the expertise of winning people's hearts. So maybe they're out there winning the challenge. How do you win people's hearts?
We have introduced the topic quite intensively, mashallah. We're going to go for a quick ad break. In the meantime, we'd like you to chew on what has been said and interact with us on 011-854-1548 or 48855 or alternatively 072-786-1548. Yes, it is a social program with Maulana Ibrahim Bam. We are discussing 100 ways to win people's heart from the book Enjoy Your Life by Dr. Muhammad Abdurrahman Al-Arifi. A beautiful introduction to the program. Maulana, we are now going to open our lines and we already have two sisters on board waiting to give their input. Let's go to line number one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. She's sister. Assalamu alaikum.
I'd like to know, is it good for a person to socialize with their neighbors and to greet them and things like that?
Good question, sister.
Do you have can I just ask any reason for asking the question?
No, just curiosity.
Okay, I will reply to that, inshallah.
Alright, let's just take a second caller and then we can answer them. The sister on line number two, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oh, brother, let's go to another one. Brother, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ji,
brother.
Maulana, the topic you're discussing, this fits in very, very well. You know, late Professor Chris Barnard, who performed the first heart transplant. Now, they interviewed him, and I was quite fortunate to listen to the interview, what went wrong in his life. The message he's given to everybody, to the listeners, and he was quite honest about it, that do not become rich overnight, wealthy, and popular overnight. And he mentioned that Mullah, because his life got in a mess, because, you know, now everybody was running behind him, very popular, and he got involved with another woman. And when his son heard that, he committed suicide, because he was very attached to his father. And that broke him. And this interview, Mullah, was just about a month before he passed away. That's a message he's given to everybody.
And what was he said? Don't become too wealthy very quickly and very popular very quickly.
Popular overnight. And then also, I noticed that when these people who become rich and popular overnight, they become like oppressors. They look down upon other people and oppress them. And they cannot justify matters.
It's an interesting point you make, because the author shares an incident in a similar light, which Maulana, inshallah, will touch on, inshallah, as you go.
Jazakallah
for that, brother.
Yes, Jazakallah. First, for the sister, I mean, that's a very important point. I think it would be taken for granted that we have to be friendly. And of course, in this regard, as Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullahi in his Fazail Amal has made mention of a very famous incident, which is related in the books of Hadith, about two women whom Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told about. One who was very, very pious with regard to matters of nafil ibadat, salat, sikr, tilawat, etc., but was not very good with the neighbors. She was at odds with the neighbors and was constantly arguing and disputing with the neighbors. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, if she remains in this way, then her nafil ibadat will not be able to save her from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's punishment will come upon her because she was not good with the neighbors. On the other hand, Nabi Karim Sallallahu was told of another woman who kept to her farais, but did not do extra nafil ibadat to the extent that the first woman had done. But she was good with the entire neighborhood in terms of akhlaq, in terms of her conduct, in terms of being socializing. I like to use the word socializing, but we just have to be careful, because socializing has so many different connotations. One is socializing.
Assalamu alaikum.
You can continue.
One is socializing in the sense of doing it in the right way. One could socialize and sometimes could be in terms of gossiping, for example. So socializing in terms of knowing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if this woman is like that, Allah Ta'ala will take her towards Jannah. So that answers the question that has been posed by one of the listeners.
Bismillah, just to recap what the author brought in. Okay, let's just take a call first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
I just want to say the reason why we have to win people's hearts over. Every person who is a Muslim should try and have the intention of propagating deen and being a means of hidayah to the next person. In order to do so, you have to have diplomacy and good character to be able to win that person over. Because at the end of the day, Islam is based on a way of life, you know, a disciplined way of life in which people can be attracted to.
Definitely.
And also, Maulana, I find that appreciation, respect, and acknowledgement also plays a big part.
Definitely.
In winning people over. And another thing, Maulana, we have to also be listening. Lots of people talk about themselves, which I think one should not overdo, but rather be a listener and, you know, be interested in what that person is saying.
Interesting indeed, sister.
Very, very important point. There is a wonderful quote which I picked up while doing research for this, and I think you can win more people in 6 months by becoming interested in them than you can win in 2 years by making people interested in you.
MashaAllah.
So I think this particular aspect is something, talk to someone about themselves and they will listen for hours. Talk to someone about themselves, they will listen for hours. These are some quotes which have come from the Dale Carnegie book of How to Win Friends and Influence People, which has become in many ways the standard with regard to it. Although I don't always agree with every aspect, but of course we've got better examples. I mean, just to win people's heart. I mean, yesterday I'll just give an example. We were doing the tafsir of Surah Bani Israel, and in the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about وَلَا تَجَلْ يَرَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ, where the ayat is, do not keep your hands tight towards your neck by becoming miserly and you don't give to people, and do not extend your hand to such an extent that you become blameworthy and you become in need of wealth yourself. You become so generous and you become in difficulty yourself. So this beautiful example is, in a person came to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, my mother said, give me your kurta. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on that occasion, I only got this one kurta of mine. And he went away and he went back to the mother, and mother came back and said, Ya Rasulullah, my mother said, give that kurta also. And look at the greatness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took out his kurta and gave it to the person.
Allah.
And Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu thereafter gave azan, and people were waiting for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to come out of the house, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not coming out. So they went to inquire, and they found that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there without any kurta. Now just imagine how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam won the hearts of people. There's another example. Our ulama say that many a times young girls used to bring water to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to blow, and sometimes they used to insist that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must put his hand in the water. Now Medina can get very cold, but Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never ever hesitated, even in the cold, to put his hand into that water. There was no geysers that time, and that water most likely used to be cold, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to put his hand in there. And this is an amazing aspect. We look at many of the different examples with regard to this Dale Carnegie. But the example has been, they say, winning friends begins with friendliness.
SubhanAllah.
You can't win people's heart and make people's friends without being friendly. And where can we give better examples from the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hiya.
Mulana, in so far as a greeting is concerned, I just need to ask you, I don't know, is it a modernist thing or what is it, but when we greet younger ladies, whenever I do, many of them say, salam, salam. I don't know what you're supposed to be. No.
In fact, I will tell you that when we were studying, there was this whole trend that happened in Pakistan that people used to, instead of saying Assalamu Alaikum, they used to say Adab, Adab, Adab. And our ulama took a campaign to tell people that, listen, Adab might not necessarily be wrong in terms of the meaning, but there is a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to greet with one another. So instead of saying Salam, say Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. JazakAllah for bringing that up. Any other point that you want to?
Jesus, sister.
Hello.
Gee.
Maulana, and I also find that when we are out shopping, whether it's a mall or wherever, and I find, you know, sisters coming along this way, and, they never ever greet, but I'm always the one who will, no matter how young they are, I will greet them. I don't know, is it a modern thing or what is it, but they find difficulty in greeting.
Sister, you know,
yet I find, Maulana, I'm sorry to say it, I find that amongst the black people, if you say hello, you know the smile and the glee on their faces, unbelievable. Maulana, they are so ready to respond to your greeting.
JazakAllah for that. I think, and you must continue with this aspect. Al-Badiu bis-salam bari'u min al-kib. So one, JazakAllah for that call. I'll just say continue with the trend of greeting, irrespective of whether people greet you or not. Nabi Akram SAW said, Al-Badiu bis-salam bari'u min al-kib. Inna awla an-nasi billah man bada'a bis-salam wa kama qal. The one who starts and initiates a greeting is free from pride. And the person closest to Almighty Allah is the one who initiates the salam. And really, this particular aspect, winning friends begins with friendliness. I've seen it myself many a times. Many times we get lost, right? And you go to a filling station to ask for directions and see this. I've seen it many times. You ask the person immediately, I want to go here. And he looks at you with a frown because you just come there. You know, I'm lost, I want to go here. And another way is you go to him and said, morning, greeting, how are you? How's everything going? I'm lost. And I can guarantee you that you'll see the difference between the two approaches. So winning friends begins with being friendly. That's the first aspect. Someone has another very beautiful saying which I've just picked up. A barber lathers a man before he shaves him. Now, I'm not saying shaving the beard, which is not right. But a person, just say for example, you are shaving your... Even when you go for Umrah, they first lather the hair before they shave it. So before you're going to get anything, you have to lather the person. You have to keep friendly with him before you will be able to win him. So I think the very first thing, action speaks louder than words. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be the one who always used to be the first in smiling and greeting people. That's the way you win people, by appearance and by akhlaq.
Let's go to the lines again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Gee, assalamu alaikum. Alright. Hello, are you there, brother or sister?
Assalamu alaikum, can I speak to Mulana, please?
Gee, you're live on air, sister.
Gee,
go ahead. I think your radio in the background is on, that's why there's some trouble in getting across.
Hello?
We can hear you, Ben, you can speak.
Assalamu alaikum, Maulana.
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
If a person has one grain of mustard of pride, Allah will not,
grant him entry into Jannah.
We also have a problem, Maulana. I don't know, I come from another district and I'm staying here in Gauteng. But I notice when you greet affluent people and they think you are a foreigner. because we wear hijab, they don't know who you are in the mall or you go somewhere visiting. They think you are a foreigner, so they don't greet you.
When you say you think you are a foreigner, would you be regarded as a foreigner, or because you come from the smaller towns, therefore?
From a smaller town, and we greet and we don't get a salam back. And some people who we know also, some people they think no, we are not very affluent, so they don't greet us.
JazakAllah, sister.
I come from a family of business people, so when the customers come in.
whether they, whatever nation they are.
Mm-hmm.
You have to greet them first.
Definitely, definitely.
And they will come back to your business.
Definitely.
They will come back to your shop.
Jazakumullah for that, sister. Wonderful coming from your side. All right, let's go to the lines again. We've got more calls. MashaAllah, Munawwar, today you're winning the people over. Kya baat kahi. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Jee, sister.
I noticed, I come from a place, I don't want to mention the place, but I'm in Falda. And they actually look down upon me because it's like, why are you covering your face? And, you know, and when you greet them, only that those that know you very well will greet you, and the others will just turn their face with like with a half, like who you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, no, I say, I just make a dua, Ya Allah, you know, give these people hidayat.
Sister, Jazakumullah for that. You know, it's just on the parda issue, if you're interested, there is a program that was done yesterday by... Okay, I think she's gone. Let's go to the next call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee.
Maulana, I got two questions to ask you. First, I want to know that you are for Shafi. Why is it permissible for them to eat prawns? And for Hanafi, it's not permissible.
We need to win them over, Appa. Inshallah, Jazakumullah.
It depends how you cook the prawns. Anyway, carry on.
Let's move on.
You have another question?
All right, 10 minutes to the hour of 10. Interesting program today on the social side. Well, that's why this is the benefit of coming to the studios. For some reason, when you come to the studios, you're always attracting more people. I think that extra gems come out when you are here. MashaAllah. Here's a nice one. Marana, on page 76 of the same book, a young man once traveled to Germany for studies and took up residence in a flat. There was a young German man living in the flat opposite him. They didn't have any connection with each other except that they were neighbors. Once the German neighbor traveled unexpectedly, a paper boy would deliver a newspaper every day and leave it at the doorstep. The young man noticed the newspapers piling up and asked one of the neighbors to find out if the neighbor had traveled. He picked up all the newspapers and placed them in a secure place. He would collect a newspaper every day and add it to his collection. When the neighbor returned after a couple of months, he greeted him and gave him all the newspapers. He said, I thought that perhaps you were following a news story or participating in a competition, and I did not want you to miss out on it. The neighbor was surprised at this and asked, would you be like to pay it for your services? He said, no, our religion orders us to be good to our neighbors, and since you are my neighbor, I must be benevolent to you. The person continued to be gracious to his neighbor until he finally embraced Islam.
Subhanallah. Well, I think the beginning stages have to be, and I made mention of this, but I think winning friends begins with friendliness. You can't win people's hearts and influence them in any way by wealth, or even with regard to force. And I think this is also important. Many times people try to win over the hearts of the spouses or the children by force. This is something that you can never, ever gain. You will never be able to win people by force. And someone has very beautifully put it, but let's take this call, then I will come back to that particular point later on.
All right, so let's go to line number one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You have to be good to your neighbors because you don't know when you need your neighbors the most. Not near you.
Jazakumullah for that, sister.
Malana, I live in a place where I don't have Muslim neighbors. I have to be good to them because I'm very far away from my family. Also, Malana, the program you said about the hijab program.
Yes, yesterday it was done by Sister Farzana. You can get it on the website, inshallah. She has covered it in quite a bit of detail.
Only was yesterday or is every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday is a different topic, but yesterday that was a topic, sister.
Oh.
Inshallah, okay. You get in touch with her, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me, Mulana?
Jesus, the loud and clear.
I want to ask, what's on a topic on the program? Will you allow your son or daughter to get married to a black? Now, I want to ask, Mulana, that I'm not being biased or racist or anything. I want to send this question to most of our Muslims in lands, among the Indians. Will they allow their daughters or sons to get married to blacks?
Okay, Jazakumullah for that, sister.
Yeah, the last point of what you were saying, just repeat that last point.
I want to find out, will they allow their sons or daughters to get married to blacks?
All right, okay. Well, for many things that come.
Can I just give you a background to that? Malala Suleiman Rawat yesterday.
Yes, I did see that in the
paper. Okay,
I think there are a few things. One of the things that is of concern to me is the amount of callers today who have come in, whether it be real, perceived or otherwise, but people who are coming from situations, whether they be from in hijab, coming from smaller towns, aspects that they are foreigners, greeting people who they regard as people who are more wealthy than them, sometimes it might not necessarily be so, or people who come from maybe the more affluent suburbs, not replying to the greeting. Now, I'm not sure that that is the case. But if that is the case, we have to address that issue. It is blatantly wrong if that happens. If people are not greeting one another because of, for whatever reason, looking down upon people, if it is looking down upon people, it becomes even worse. Or maybe the example is, and today because we have become so individualistic that we don't socialize, and the aspect of socializing just becomes foreign to us, and that is also wrong. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, Ayul Islami Afzal, what is the best form of Islam? And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, to make salam ala man arafta wa man lam ya'rif, to make salam upon the person whom you know and the person whom you don't know. So I'm very concerned about that. I'm not sure whether it is a trend, and if it's a trend, it needs to be arrested. It needs to be reversed. Mm. So that is one aspect. The other aspect with regard.
But just on that point, Malala, what I've noticed is that if the family is a lovable family, they greet each other, they don't make any judgments or anything, then the children also grow up in a similar manner. When they go out, they show the same akhlaq. So perhaps it's the structure of our home, Malala.
It's a very important point. And another aspect with regard to the point, I know that Mohammed Suleiman Rawat had that show yesterday and had that and called the other question. To me, maybe I might be very simplistic.
Hmm.
It's an individual's choice. The choice with regard to partners is that of the two individuals.
Mm.
Yes, the family plays a role. The family is supposed to play. La nikah illa bi waliwin. It's always good to get the permission and the ijazat of your parents, which of course will add blessings into it. But basically, it's an individual choice. So if an individual's choice is for or against, that is an individual's choice with regard to it. But that individual choice must not be blinded by superiority. It could be just an individual choice. A person said, I would like to get married to someone who is from my own family or from my own situation because I'll be better in getting along with them than getting along or getting married to someone that might be from an outside culture, which I feel I might be having difficult in achieving compatibility. So as long as it is not based on superiority, not based on I'm better than another person, then I think that there is some form of accommodation. But if it's based on superiority, then it's a problem.
I like this question, Mona. It says, Assalamu alaikum, how much is too much? Like some women are over-friendly to the point of being so artificial. Kya kaha, Mona?
Ya Allah, subhanallah. Well, I think as in everything, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, we have made you a justly balanced ummah. So the aspect of being completely, like look at the example of the Quran. Yesterday I read the ayat, وَلَا تَجَلْيَ لَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ أُنُقِكَ, do not keep your hands tied towards your neck that you don't give. You're not charitable, you don't like to help people. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ, and don't expand your hand to such an extent that you give everyone and difficulty come upon your own family. Right? So have the right balance. So firmly, don't become so sour that people spit you out, and don't become so sweet that people consume you.
Mm.
So I think that's the right balance with regard to it. And I think very important point with regard to it. We made mention of one or two points. Well, we got to just, I think, maybe enumerate those points.
2 weeks. We usually give 2 weeks to each subject, Malala.
Maybe that's why we need to go in 100 ways.
The next one says, Assalamu alaikum, Malala. Especially people in Parda really have to win hearts just to be accepted. Please advise.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, not only people who are Parda. I think just bear one thing in mind, everyone.
Mm.
That we are, at the moment, because the whole attention of the world is upon Muslims, the way we behave, people will form perception about our religion because of the way we behave.
Mm.
So even if you are in an airplane trip or you're going somewhere, just be extra careful. People are forming perceptions about your religion based on how you are dealing with them.
Mm.
So if you come, for example, someone comes in front of you and you swear and you use F and B's, then in reality people will say, these people, what the media are saying, they are like that. They are aggressive. They want to kill people. They want to do something like that. So people are forming perceptions about your religion based on your behavior. And may Allah, and of course, if you are wearing the signs of a religion, it becomes even more interesting and becomes even more important. Then really people are going to form perceptions. And may Allah Ta'ala forbid that people turn away from our religion. They are interested in it, but they turn away from our religion because the way we have behaved with them.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Murana, I am not in hijab yet. In supermarket, ladies in hijab do not seem to like me or to greet me. It's of course not possible to identify them. That's what the sister is saying. Make many cases, but they can recognize me. Sometimes get a feeling. Okay, the message breaks up. But Murana, that's the basic crux of the message.
Musa, very interesting. Someone has also sent a message. One of the topics you are talking about is true. It needs to be addressed. I come from an affluent area, but I avoid mixing with the people of my area because of the attitude. Basically, that's what has been said. I'm not sure, but for them, it's very, very important.
But, every area has their own way of doing things.
Yes.
And then when you become so accustomed to those kind of trends, then when you go out, you feel estranged.
Yes.
So perhaps, maybe we should ask ourselves, are we adapting to the norms of that community? And then after that, we should assess the situation.
That's also another thing. And maybe I say sometimes it could be that people are just introverts. So being an introvert is not necessarily wrong, but don't give an impression of being arrogant. It's just that maybe just be... So sometimes being an introvert is not necessarily being proud and arrogant, but sometimes that perception can be there. So it's important for us not to give the wrong impression.
There are more messages on the hijab issue. Inshallah, I'd also like to refer you to the website and look for Sister Farzana's program, which was done yesterday. She dedicated the hour on discussing these relative issues and masail pertaining to that, inshallah.
Are people saying that people who are in hijab do
they are strange
sometimes
to
display a sense of arrogance?
Yeah, interesting. Well, that I wouldn't know much.
Right, okay. I want to. Are we coming to the end of the program?
Yes, inshallah. Next week, you must leave them suspended.
Well, I want to leave one thing. You know, I just some quotations of from daily. I pick up this content, but then I start looking. I said, no, man. But this thing is even better in our own community, in our own teachings. Names are the sweetest and most important sound in any language.
Yeah,
to call a person by his name. I'll give you one a personal example of mine, right? Mufti Bashir Sanjalvi Rahimahullah, I learned a lot from him, and I learned a lot with regard to how to deal with meetings, how very crucial and controversial meetings, how he used to deal with it. I learned a lot from him. But one quality of his always touched me. Right up till the end of his life, whenever I used to meet with him, whenever I used to greet him, whenever I used to phone him, his first questions used to be, how is Muhammad, Maymuna and Ismail?
Subhanallah.
He knew the names of my children until the end of his life. Whenever he met me, he always used to say, how is Muhammad, Maymuna and Ismail? And I always used to say, Subhanallah. The man knows the exact names of my children and speaks about. And it's something that used to be attract me towards him. And it is something, you know, when I read this about the Dale Carnegie, I said, Subhanallah, they're talking about it here, we got it in practice. Names are the sweetest and most
also tells us, Mulana, you are,
language.
It also tells us you are fairly newly wedded because only one son, Muhammad, Mihuna, and Ismail. Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana. Very fascinating. Inshallah, we'll continue the same discussion next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.